The College Experience Notre Dame at North Carolina preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by MyBookie.ag. The MyBookie Turkey Day free play is back this Thanksgiving. That's right, up to a $250 free bet on the Texans Lions game exclusively at MyBookie.ag. Promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Welcome to the College Experience. Notre Dame at North Carolina style. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Don D. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we are picking some ACC Friday, Black Friday football. Yes, yes, yes. I've had this one circled for a while. We got Notre Dame traveling down to Chapel Hill. You know, Notre Dame currently what, number two in the nation. They're undefeated. They beat Clemson in just a unbelievable magical game. Despite Clemson having Trevor Lawrence, that was one of the better college football games of the season. But now I think they're gonna get tested.
First off, we should address the fact that
that Notre Dame hasn't played that many good teams.
Before that Clemson game, I was breaking down, I think their combined records were like 6-24 against their opponents so far this year. Something crazy like that. I don't recall if that was the exact number or not, but even right now I'll go through and I'll even give you a little bit of what I'm talking about. So 2-6 Duke, plus 1-7. So what is that? 3-13. Cause South Florida is 1-7, 3-13. Then you got Florida State. So 5-19, cause Florida State's 2-6. So 5-19. So then it goes to 8-25 because Louisville, then it goes to Pitt, who's 5-4. So 8-25, that goes to 13-29. Georgia Tech then 2-5. So 15-34. Then you got Clemson 7-1. So 15-34. So you got 22-35. And then you got Boston College 22-35. They're 5-4, 27-39. So they have not played many winning teams. And if you really look at this, they've only beaten one team with a winning record with their starting quarterback. Think about that. Clemson and Pitt did not have their starting quarterbacks, and both are longtime starters at the university. Now Clemson's backup looked like a stud, but Pitt's backup did not. And I think Pitt's a completely different team with the fifth year senior Kenny Pickett at the helm. Point is that, I guess I could probably do the same thing for North Carolina. To be fair, who has North Carolina beat? They beat Boston College. They beat Virginia Tech, who I think is what, 500 or one game under 500? They're one game under 500. So NC State, there you go. That's a winning record. But so, I mean, I guess Notre Dame is more proven than NC State, but they beat Wake Forest, who's got a winning record too. My point is though, is that I don't know that like Notre Dame's had the right breaks go for them so far this year. Does the puck stop here or the buck stop here, whatever the fuck they say. But the reason why I mentioned that is because Notre Dame is without two starting offensive linemen. Yes. Tommy Kramer. No, I'm not talking about the Vikings quarterback in the 1980s. I'm talking about their right guard. And then center Jarrett Patterson, And I think Patterson might be out for the year. That's pretty big. And at the same time, North Carolina brings back, they've been battling injury. They bring back Storm Duck, who I think is practicing with the team, so I'm assuming he's going. He's a corner, and they also get their other corner and Kyler McMichael back, who had missed three games. Duck's missed six games. Duck's a stud. It just seems like perhaps the brakes are going to North Carolina. Now you break down both teams. Ian Book's been playing great. We know the North Carolina defense isn't amazing. It gives up a lot of big plays. Ian Book 134 for 216, or 134 of 216 for 1,818 yards, 62% completion percentage, 8.4 yards a pass, 11 touchdowns, one pick. Circle that. And even on with the run game, 75 rushes for 364 yards and six scores. Ian Book having just a great year. That Clemson game, he was fantastic. And I've been so much of a doubter at times with Book, but that Clemson game, he really stepped up. He's going to need to do it again in Chapel Hill. Running back Kyren Williams, freshman, he's a stud. 137 rushes, 777 yards, 5.7 yards a rush, 10 scores. Now Williams, I play him in DFS all the time. He's also nice out the backfield, 17 catches, 215 yards. If I'm Notre Dame, I am milking. I know you're hurt. It depends how much depth on this O-line you have, because the run game can hurt North Carolina. I mean, the pass game can too, but Notre Dame doesn't have elite wideouts. I mean, they got a money tight end. Now I'll get to that. I mean, they're going to need some big games from their wideouts Friday. So you look at the receiving unit and Javon McKinley, 24 catches, 414 yards. He's going to need to step up. Zero touchdowns on the year. I don't even know how that's possible this far. Then they got Avery Davis, 18 for 277. Ben Skowronek, 14 for 239. One of those guys needs to have a huge game. Maybe even Joe Wilkins gets in there. But at the tight end spot, Michael Mayer, dude's a complete stud. Tommy Tremble, also very good tight end. Typical Notre Dame having a good tight end. The pass game just has to hit on one of those. One of those guys just has to play out of his mind, because I'm telling you, you're going to need points to keep up with North Carolina's offense. So kicking the ball, Jonathan Dorer is 36 of 36, 12 for 16 on field goals, long of 48. I don't think that's a big issue. I think it's pretty solid defensively, where they've been money this year, where I think one of the biggest differences is on this defense is Notre Dame. Isaiah Foskey on the D line, 12 tackles, 3.5 sacks. Also Ogundeja. I always butcher his name. 14 tackles, 3.5 sacks. He's on that D line. He's a stud. Also Dalen Hayes, 14 stops, 3 sacks. I feel like everyone on their D line is 14 stops and 3 sacks, but they're all really good. Justin Emiliola, he's a stud. I mean, you keep going down the line. You got players. Linebacking core. Drew White, he's a stud, second on the team in tackles, 37 stops, one pass deflection. You also got Jeremiah Usua-Koromoa, 34 stops, 1.5 sacks, one pass deflection, one interception, two forced fumbles. Kid's a stud. Also Jack Kaiser, 18 stops, one interception. Guys all over the field. Bo Bauer as well. Shane Simon will even get in there someplace. In the secondary, which I think North Carolina has an advantage at right now. But the safety, Kyle Hamilton, leads the Irish in tackles, 39. He's also got five pass deflections. He's all over the field. Sean Crawford as well, 34 stops, two sacks, four interceptions. So that's the guy to circle, and a fumble recovery as well. I'm sorry, no, four pass deflections, an interception, and a fumble recovery as well. But that's the guy to circle. And then the cornerbacks with Bracey and McLeod, how well will they be able to match up with Brown and Newsom? I mean, Brown and Newsom are as dynamic as it gets in college football. Also, Clarence Lewis might get in there as well. That's the thing I'm scared about, though, if you're an Irish backer, is that. Then you look at the Tar Heels now. And once again, Ben Kelly, Mac Brown. Brian Kelly, not Ben Kelly. Brian Kelly, Mac Brown. You got to wonder, who to take here? You know, Mac Brown, not normally known for his in-game adjustments, but I love the hires he made with Bateman at the DC, even though the defense has been struggling. I do think it's something they're going to get going. and also Phil Longo at the OC spot coming out. Phil Longo was the OC at Ole Miss when they were beating Bama with Hugh Freeze. But you look at this North Carolina team, Sam Howell, he's not old enough to go to the NFL draft. If he was, he'd be a top 10 pick. So next year, I think he'll be a top 10 pick. Sam Howell, 168 attempts, 248 yards, 2,600 yards, 67.7% completion percentage, 11 yards of completion, just shy of 23 touchdowns, six picks. He also has 73 yards rushing and three scores. And then you got the most dynamic running back field in the nation, Javonte Williams and Michael Carter. You will not find two better running backs. I mean, look at this. Javonte Williams, 120 rushes, 868 yards, 7.2 yards a rush, 15 scores. Then Michael Carter, 116 rushes, 807 yards, 7 yards a rush, four scores. It's unbelievable. I mean, have we seen a backfield 1-2 punch like that? I mean, maybe Ronnie Brown, Cadillac Williams, or what? Barry Sanders, Thurman Thomas at OK State. I'm trying to think of them. I'm trying to think of who else. Probably one of those Georgia backfields. Either way, both are studs. They're both just dynamic. Like, they could break one at any time. And speaking of breaking one, they also have two amazing wideouts in De'Ami Brown and Daz Newsome. Brown, 45 catches, 829 yards, not just shy of 19 yards a grab, eight touchdowns. Daz Newsome, 34 catches, 455 yards, and four touchdowns. I mean, both guys are just, even the guys after that, Kafe Brown, Corals, even the tight end Garrett Walston is someone you gotta watch out for a little bit. This offense is absolute fire. Kicking the ball, Grayson Atkins, 44 of 44 on extra points, 7 of 12 on field goals, though, so it seems like he might be a little bit worse than the Irish kicker. Now, defensively, like I said, they give up a lot of yards, but they make plays periodically. But the guy you want to circle, obviously, Chaz Surratt, brother Sage Surratt, was on Wake. He's going to be in the NFL. He's a stud. 68 stops, 5 sacks, 1 pass deflection, 1 pick, 1 forced fumble, 1 fumble recovery. They also got Jeremiah Gemmel in that linebacking core and Timone Fox, as well as Tyrone Hopper on the D line, where they're going to have an opportunity here. You would think Irish lost two starters. So, Tamari Fox, 38 stops, 4 sacks on the season. I also think, Raymond Vohasic, 20 stops, 2.5 sacks. I can't talk. Jaleel Taylor also, 16 stops on the season. He'll be in there as well as, they'll probably break in a couple. You'll see some snaps from Gill and Hester Jr. as well, probably. In the defensive backfield, we've been talking. Players have been out. Storm Duck is back. That's the one you want to circle. Now, this guy's barely done anything this year because he's been out. And at the safety spot, what I would say their tops, Cameron Kelly, 49 stops, 2 pass deflections. Him and Don Chapman and Patrice Rene will get back there. And like I said, also they're returning Kyler McMichael. So he's going to be added to that secondary as well. Overall, it seems like things are breaking for the Tar Heels. And I do think this offense is high powered. Let's check on some weather before I make this prediction here. Vegas got the line at 5, Notre Dame minus 5, 5.5, 4.5. You can shop around for this, but let's see what the Chapel Hill weather is like tomorrow. I think this could favor this could, I mean, not Friday could favor. There's a chance of rain. So, I mean, I think that favors Notre Dame, right? Take the passing attack away. Either way, though, I think the play here is, I think this is the one I've circled all year. From before the season started, I said, this is the one that bites Notre Dame. Give me the Tar Heels. They have too much offense. I think the Tar Heels win on the money line, but take the 5.5 points as well, or 5 points, whatever you're getting that at. I think they win on the money line too. I think they're just a dangerous, dangerous offense, and they're finally going to meet their match. I don't know if the Irish can keep up, especially with two starting offensive linemen down. Tall order for that defense. So, all right, guys, that's my play. This is the College Experience. If you're a first-time listener, subscribe. We're available on all platforms. We handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. We release a spreadsheet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. And we publish it also on our Twitter account, so make sure you follow all of our Twitter accounts. But if you ever need picks, go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com and you can search for the picks there. And we've been over 500 picking every single, when I say we, me and my two co-hosts that are normally with me, a bit over 500 picking every game for 3.5+ years, college basketball and college football, every single Division I game. Not making that up. We got it. Files and files and files to show you if you doubt me. Anyway, we also are way over 500 on our locks, which we release for free, all of it for free at sportsgamblingpodcast.com and also via our Twitters. Twitter's probably the fastest way to see the news breaking on who we're picking. But anyway, look, we don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. All I'm asking is you get over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review, because that's essentially how we get paid. Sponsors often look at the comments and they say, hey, we want to see people engaged talking about your show. And so if you leave that 5-star comment, maybe we'll have a sponsor say, hey, it seems like people like these idiots. And then they'll give us more money and we'll give you more breakdowns and more shows. And it's a beautiful formula. So if you do that, please, please, I appreciate it. And if you do it, take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter. And after that, I will enter you in a raffle to win a college experience t-shirt, but it's like a David Stern lottery. You're going to win a college experience t-shirt. All right. Might just take a week or two. Do that. Take a screenshot, tag me in it. I'm at the Colby D on Twitter. My co-host Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C 831. Talk some trash to him. NC Nick is on Twitter at NC_NICK. Check out his DFS article, or he writes a lot of articles at Sports Gambling Podcast, but he does a DFS podcast with me. Come play DraftKings with us in college football and college basketball. We welcome all. It's a good time. It's only a couple bucks. And we also give away some lineups on our show that have won a bunch of money recently. So another reason to check out that show as well. We are part of the Sports Gambling Podcast. Give them a follow at the SGP Network. This is the College Experience, Notre Dame at North Carolina preview. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.